All right, I have Zach Ashley here with me. He's with Mark Making, and they're about to launch their new mural, Face to Face. If you haven't heard of Mark Making, it's basically an organization in Chattanooga, and they create art with different forms of communities in the city, right?
Yeah, that's right. We focus on the underserved. So we're what that means for us is serving youth, mentally disabled, homeless, economically disadvantaged. The idea is to empower individuals and transform communities through public art. So it's a real, we do art classes and civics classes, and we team them up with professional artists and see what they can create together and beautify the community. That's the whole point, is to beautify the community and create some ownership and pride. And
so this new mural, you've been working on it. It's called Face to Face. You've been working on it for a few months, right?
Long time, yeah. A little bit over 6 months, probably. We worked with Community Foundation, was kind enough to fund this project in East Chattanooga. And we worked with Hope for the Inner City, which is a nonprofit in East Chattanooga. We worked with every teen in their summer camp. We did about 8 hours of art classes and civics classes. And we also worked with Hardy Elementary School girls that were involved in Girls Inc. of Chattanooga.
The inspiration for this mural, or you borrowed the idea from Dr. King's I Have a Dream speech, right? Or that was part of it?
It became. So the what's great is that we unveiled on Dr. Martin King Day. Dr. King is behind everything we do, really, in the back of our minds. It's, you know, his message is based in life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and getting violence out of the way, getting racism out of the way, you know what I mean? Just brotherhood. And that's what the individuals we work with, those are things that they confront every day. They confront violence every day.
They understand what
it's real. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. They know what it means for violence to end life and to ruin a community. So that's what our actual muse, artistic muse for this mural is Jean-Michel Basquiat. He's a perfect example of what not to do, because he gained success and then chased the fame, chased the money, and died an untimely death for his drug addiction.
Why him as an example? We'll talk about Basquiat first. I mean, the mural, it's faces of East Chattanooga youth, right? But they're very abstract.
They're abstract. So that's Basquiat. He's very primitive in figuration. So it's straight out of the hand. It's not out of the head. It's just pure, distilled expression. And he also brought in social commentary. So he was real involved with, you know, racism and class and politics, and his paintings are infused with literally his writings and his poetry.
Right.
And so this mural is that too. We had each student, each teen and elementary school student do a self-portrait. And these self-portraits are just, they speak. It's like looking at them right in the eye and you see their soul. I mean, it's amazing,
really,
what came out of,
yeah,
these kids' hands. It's just, it's pure poetry. And we also had them write about, you know, what issues they thought the neighborhood had, you know, that they thought were hurting the neighborhood, and then what they personally could do about it. We do this a lot. And what we got in East Chattanooga was violence, gang recruitment, litter, stray dogs, poverty.
That was a consistently.
Consistent. Education. Consistent.
Interesting.
From everybody.
So when they're writing the text, are they just saying, what are some examples that they're putting the text or working with the text?
So with what we did in this, for this project, is they wrote, you know, they wrote that stuff down, and then we had them think about how to translate that visually.
Gotcha.
And so they did, you know, we talked about haikus and, like, just to distill the essence of what they're trying to say, and then that could easily be turned into a picture, a
right,
figuration. And they did that. So we have these real abstract figurations implanted within the mural, you know, accompanying the portraits. And then what we also did, though, is printed their words. We printed their issues. The neighborhood issues are black ink on red background printed, and their solutions are white on blue, and some other issues are black on yellow. And so you don't see it from far away, but when you get up there, you see these teens talking to you, and literally their words are on the mural, and you can read what they deal with on a daily basis and what they're willing to do to change it.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So how did the idea of this mural come about, and why put faces, East Chattanooga faces, on these murals? And I guess, is that the first time you've actually worked with portraits
on your
murals?
It's not. So actually, this is Francis McDonald, our executive director, is one of the, our lead artists on this project are Francis McDonald, Judy Mogul, and John McLeod. They taught the classes and helped design the mural. And Francis, you know, 15 years ago, the first type of public artwork she did working with the community was children doing self-portraits. And what she saw was they came back week after week, year after year, to see themselves on the wall in downtown Chattanooga. And they were just completely enthralled by the fact that they now occupied this space. Just seeing themselves in the public did lit them up inside, you know what I mean? So she's been on a kick of portraits since then. That's it for her. She saw that the light bulb turned on for her, and that was that. So that's a bit, there's nothing more empowering than to have you occupy a space.
And these, and the mural is very colorful. Their faces are, I think, different colors, orange and red and blues and stuff like that.
Yeah, we stuck with primary colors for this, just simple, bold, in your face. And the other cool thing about this mural is this is in an old brick archway. We had, thank you, New Blue Construction, for building this custom wall inside this archway. This used to be the entrance to Delaney Park, which was like an old amusement park, like a small Lake Winnipesaukee type thing in East Chattanooga. And then it became a drive-in movie theater. And it was covered in brush. It was covered deep in the woods I don't know when it got deep in the woods, but it didn't get uncovered until earlier this year. And we said, well, that's the spot right there. We need to reclaim this.
So
relic.
The space has history in Chattanooga.
History. Yeah. So, and it's, we have this custom wall built, and then there's windows in the wall and segments, little segments placed behind it, smaller walls. So it's very dynamic as you drive by, you see different perspectives.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
And so where can someone go see it? I mean, where actually is it?
This is right at the corner of Glass Street and Dodson Avenue in East Chattanooga. It's right. A lot of people are probably familiar with the giant Alabama Furniture building. That's this beautiful brick building. It's diagonally across the street. But you can't miss it. Just basically across the street from Hardy Elementary, too. So right in the heart of the neighborhood.
I talked to Frances last time, and you guys were planning to use these 3D masks that you actually had printed of the youth that had taken part in the mural, but you decided against using the 3D masks.
That's right. We did this amazing fall break camp in partnership with Glasshouse Collective, and we had Rondell Cryer, local artist, and Chad Burnett run this camp, and the students did all sorts of stuff. They did screen printing. We actually turned one of the self-portraits into a t-shirt that the kids screen printed, and we took them to Chattanooga State, and they went to the library. They went to a computer lab and worked with Adobe Photoshop and made paste-up posters, and we had Garuda Screen Printing come out to do the screen printing. And then we had 3D printing day, so we had Novacopy come out and scan their faces, and CoLab brought a printer out, 3D printer, and showed, you know, introduced the technology. And we had originally intended those masks to be painted in the mural, but the mural was so strong by itself to add anything, it was done. To add anything would have been to take away from it. So we're actually super excited. Mark Manking is moving to East Chattanooga in 2014. We have studio space right at the corner of Glass Street and North Chamberlain. There's a Custom Cycles building, an old bicycle motorcycle repair shop, and then right behind that there's another mechanics building that we're going to be having the kids paint their mask, their 3D printed mask, and installing gargoyle type figure, you know, just putting them on our building. This is you guys are you are the neighborhood. This is your building, and you're a permanent feature of our space now.
So now that Mark Manking has this space in East Chattanooga, what does that mean for the organization?
We're so excited. We're gonna have more space. So we do murals. So we work with this parachute cloth. So we're able to work indoors, but we just don't have a big enough wall. And so we're gonna have a big enough wall. We're gonna have a couple of big enough walls. And we're also gonna have space to rent to other artists for studio space. So we're excited. Well, if we continue to grow, we'll have room to grow and expand. And we're just so excited to be in the neighborhood. Psyched, you know.
Right. And then now that this face-to-face mural is done, and you've, like you said, you've been working on it for 6 months, what, if you can tell us anything, what is Mark Making thinking about now, in the future?
Yeah, a couple things. We did a mural with Howard High School on Riverfront Parkway. It's 2020 vision. There's 20 eyeballs. We paired another thing. See, it's all about making contact. It's all about when you see someone's eye, you're connected.
Right.
So we play on that power, the power of that. So we're pairing, for that project, we pair one Howard High School student with one professional artist, and they create a vision for their life and for Chattanooga, and they translate that vision into an eyeball-themed painting. And there's a string of eyes. So we're adding about 10 eyes to that this year.
Nice.
It's already 430 feet long, so it's going to be even more. And it's beautiful. People love it. I mean,
right.
it's a fantastic mural. And we're also working on a project. We had Dennis Palmer, who Chattanooga lost last year, was very significant in Mark Making's history. He really helped form the process of how we work and how we structure classes. And, you know, if anyone knows Dennis Palmer, you know how much just love he brought with him in his creative endeavors. And so we're coming up with a program to honor him that will be in his aesthetic, his style.
Right. But he had a wild one.
Wild style. Love it. Wild style.
Well, hopefully you guys will come back and talk to us about the Dennis Palmer.
Yeah. Oh, he's, yeah. You have to get Francis for that.
Yes.
Those two are two peas in a pod.
Zach Atchley, thank you so much. You're with Mark Making. You can go see the face-to-face mural. Where exactly? Can you see it again?
Glass Street and Dotson Avenue. And please check us out at markmaking.org.
Zach, it's always a pleasure.
Thank you, Garrett.